Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you're joining us for the second day of our lesson, Exploring South Korea. Yesterday we were learning a little bit about how Jo got into South Korea and how she was connecting in South Korea through some networking with a little help from her friends. And today we're going to be talking or learning a little bit about a summer getaway. She was able to get away for a little while, and that makes me wonder, what kinds of places do you like to go to get away from the busyness of it all? Carolyn?
Well, it depends where I am. Back home in the United States, it was very easy for me to get away because I lived in an area that was surrounded by parks and rivers and mountains. So it was very easy to just go maybe a mile from my house and I would be surrounded by trees. There wouldn't be any people. Now, living in Taipei, it's a little bit different. It's a little harder to get away, but I think my favorite spot would have to be Ilan.
Interesting. Ilan is very beautiful. I like to go to a waterfall in Naehu to get away. Well, I can't tell you where it is because then everyone might follow me there. But it's a beautiful waterfall. I love nature as well, Carolyn. I think I would do well in West Virginia, where there certainly is plenty to see. Well, it's time for us to learn more about Jo's experiences in South Korea now.
Exploring South Korea. Summer fun, Korean style. My favorite summer getaway was sunny Busan. It was easy to catch a morning train from Daegu to the seaside city. By noon, my friends and I were stretched out on Hongdae Beach, sipping lemonades and getting sunburned along with throngs of other vacationers. In July, we headed north to enjoy the Boryeong Mud Festival. Every July, this filthy festival on Daecheon Beach celebrates mud. Mud slides, mud wrestling, and muddy hugs from strangers. We enjoyed it all with no care for a shower. At night, we lay on the beach and watched an impressive fireworks show.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. We're on day two of our passport article through Korea with Jo. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Getaway. Getaway is a noun. That little hotel by the beach is the perfect weekend getaway. Filthy. Filthy is an adjective. Your shoes are filthy. Take them off before you come inside. Wrestle. Wrestle is a verb. There is only one cookie left. Let's wrestle for it. Raft. Raft is a verb. We went rafting on Saturday. I got really wet. Your more information words are bungee jump. Bungee jump is a verb. Scratch the surface. Scratch the surface is an idiom. Now let's get started with our article.
Well, fireworks are always pretty fun to watch. Now we're talking about summer fun, Korean style. Okay, so we know that it's not something from somewhere else in the world. We're doing something Korean style. And Jo says, my favorite summer getaway was sunny Busan. All right, earlier we talked about what your favorite place was to get away to. When you're trying to escape the busyness of the world, where do you like to get away to? Here we see this as a noun. Straight from our word bank, it is a getaway. Carolyn, what's a getaway?
Well, a getaway is exactly what it sounds like. It's a place that you like to go to get away from something. So maybe you live in a very busy city and you just need a break from city life. You want to get away, so you need to go to a getaway. This is a noun, and my getaway would be the mountains, rivers, nature. I love being outside, away from the city. What kind of getaway do you enjoy, Gabe?
Well, Carolyn, I also enjoy nature. So often I will go to my favorite waterfall or somewhere like that. But you know what? You don't have to leave a city to go to your getaway. Maybe your getaway is just a nice coffee shop where you can relax and do something enjoyable. And so usually a getaway is a place where you can go and relax. Well, Joe continues, it was easy to catch a morning train from Daegu to the seaside city.
That's right, and she says that by noon, my friends and I were stretched out on Hyundai Beach, sipping lemonades and getting sunburned along with throngs of other vacationers. So it sounds like she was having a lot of fun with her friends as they were stretched out on the beach sipping lemonades.
That's right, she says by noon they were doing this. That means she had most of the day ahead of her. She could relax for a big part of the day. Now, when you're stretched out somewhere like this, that just means you are relaxing. You're relaxing on the beach and you're sipping your lemonades or getting sunburned, just like Joe was here with throngs of other vacationers. Carolyn, remind us, what is a throng?
Well, a throng is a very large group of people. We've learned this word before, and so this was not an empty beach. This was a very, very crowded one where there were lots of people, other vacationers, and they were all getting sunburned together. So it must have been very hot and sunny.
I think so too. Well, in July, as we continue, in July we headed north to enjoy the Boryeong Mud Festival. This is interesting. Okay, so it's July and there's a festival where you throw mud at each other?
Well, that's what it sounds like. This is a mud festival, and we read that every July, this filthy festival on Daechon Beach celebrates mud. And it is a filthy festival if it is celebrating mud, and that is a word from our word bank. The word filthy means to be very, very dirty.
That's right. Basically, just very dirty. You can use this word to talk about anything that is very dirty. Your hands. Your hands are filthy. Go and wash your hands. How did your face get so filthy? You need to wash your face. But you know what? You can also use this to talk about maybe language that is not clean. Someone might have filthy language. They are always using dirty words.
That's right. Well, this is a filthy festival because it is celebrating mud. And mud, of course, is dirt that has become wet. And we see some of the activities during this festival. Mudslides, mud wrestling, and muddy hugs from strangers. We enjoyed it all with no care for a shower. So here they're doing mudslides, so sliding through the mud, mud wrestling, and muddy hugs, getting muddy hugs from strangers. Now, we have a word from our word bank here, wrestling. What is wrestle, Gabe?
Well, wrestling can actually be a sport. It's an official sport where two people get together and they try to pin each other on the ground. That's a kind of wrestling. But this can just be a fun activity, too, when you get together with your friends and just try to wrestle and fight each other for fun on the ground. And I have done mud wrestling before. I think it's a lot of fun. If you just don't care how dirty your clothes get, how dirty or filthy you get, that can be a lot of fun. Carolyn, do you like mud wrestling?
Well, I have never participated in mud wrestling before, but I think that this sounds like a really fun festival to go to. And there are some pictures in the magazine that you can see where people are just covered in mud. They look very filthy, but as Joe and her friends have written, she says that they enjoyed it all with no care for a shower.
No care for a shower. Well, let's take a look a little more closely at that phrase, no care for something, in the grammar gym.
Welcome to the Grammar Gym, friends. My name is Liz. In today's article, we see how the writer and her friends have gone to a mud festival. She mentions, we enjoyed it all with no care for a shower. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus is on the phrase, no care for something. That just means to not be interested in something or to not want something. So, in the case of today's sentence, the writer is saying that she and her friends enjoyed being dirty in the mud festival and didn't really worry about getting cleaned up. Use this phrase, no care for something, when you want to talk about how the subject has no interest in something. For example, the woodcutter preferred to live alone and had no care for a wife. Or, old Mrs. Hansen does not want a pet. She has no care for an animal to keep her company. If you'd like to see some more example sentences, they're available in today's Grammar Tips section in your magazine. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
And Joe continues to write, "At night, we lay on the beach and watched an impressive fireworks show. So it sounds like she had a really great time with her friends at the beach." Well, right now, it is time for us to have a great time with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 首先我们来看的是 getaway 这个名词。Getaway 是指出游的去处或度假的去处。例如 Aspen is a popular weekend getaway for people in Colorado.Aspen 是科罗拉多州人们相当喜欢去度周末的地方。如果把这个字拆开来 ,get away 是指离开或者是出外度假。例如 ,Carl has been under a lot of stress lately, so he decided to get away for a few days. Carl 最近的压力很大，所以他决定要出去度几天假。继续我们看的是 filthy 这个形容词。Filthy 是指肮脏的或者是脏兮兮的。例如 ,the homeless guy's jacket is filthy and smelly.这个流浪汉的夹克既肮脏又有臭味。Filthy 也指恶劣的或者是下流的。例如 Will is always telling filthy jokes which offends many people. Will 总是说一些很下流的笑话，冒犯了许多人。Filthy 也可以指极度的、非常的，用来修饰形容词。例如 The couple are filthy rich and they even have a private jet. 这对夫妻有钱的要命，甚至有私人的喷射机。
We are on the second day of our article, Exploring South Korea, and today we have been talking all about a great summer getaway that Joe and her friends enjoyed. They went to the beach, which was not very far from where she was staying. She was able to enjoy a very filthy mud festival as well in another part of South Korea, and it sounds like she is having a really great time. There are many more activities and things that she enjoyed that we can read about in the next part of our article today.
Exploring South Korea. In August, my friends and I drove up into the mountains for a weekend of rafting. A Korean friend helped us book a private bus and an overnight stay at what Koreans call a pension.Another weekend in August, my friends went bungee jumping off a bridge high up over a river. I watched from the shore. Each summer weekend seemed to hold a chance to see and do something new. But I only lived there for a year, so I barely scratched the surface. I look forward to returning one day and exploring more.
Well, if you live somewhere for just a short period of time, you really do just scratch the surface. Well, friends, we're talking about Joe's experiences in South Korea, and this section begins, "In August, my friends and I drove up into the mountains for a weekend of rafting." Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Have you ever been rafting, Carolyn?
Well, I don't think I've actually been rafting, but it is a lot of fun. My sister loves to do it, and it is a word from our word bank today. If you go rafting, then you sit in a raft and you go down the river. It can be very exciting depending on which river you are in.
That's right. Now, rafting is when you use something called a raft. And you can sometimes make rafts yourself. You use long pieces of wood, you put them together or tie them together so that they float on the water, and you can go rafting down the water. Usually, though, when we think of rafting, there are already tubes or big boats that you can use and sit in with a lot of other people, and you go floating down the river. It's a lot of fun. I especially love going rafting when there has just been a big rain and the waves are a little bit big and kind of scary. That's a lot of fun. I love rafting.
It is a lot of fun. It's important to be careful when you're rafting, but she was able to go rafting with her friends, and she says that a Korean friend helped us book a private bus and an overnight stay at what Koreans call a pension. So she was able to have her own bus with her friends. It sounds like she had a really great trip, and they were able to stay at a place called a pension, Gabe.
That's right. Well, if you're confused about this, pension usually means something else. But if you look on page 15 in your magazine, you can see what a pension is there. It's what Koreans call a pension here. Let's take a look at that phrase, what someone calls something. So maybe it's not common knowledge, maybe not everybody knows that it's called this, but this is what someone calls it. Carolyn, how else could you use that phrase?
Well, I was actually a little bit confused when I first came to Taipei because I wanted to order toast. And in the United States, toast is a piece of bread that has been toasted or put in a toaster. And here it's a little bit different. It's a very thick piece of bread that might have something on top of it or something inside it, but it doesn't have to be toasted. So it's what people in Taipei call toast, not what Americans call toast.
That's right. So something that somebody else might call it something different. Yesterday I shared about culture shock. And about reverse culture shock. It's what I call, or what some people call, reverse culture shock, when you leave a foreign country and you go back to your own country and it just seems a little bit different. So here we're learning about what Koreans call a pension. And we continue. Another weekend in August, my friends went bungee jumping off a bridge high up over a river. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, Carolyn.
Well, it sounds like a very exciting thing to do, to go bungee jumping, and it's not something I have done, and it's not something I think I'm going to do in the future, but it says that her friends seem to really enjoy it, since that is what they wanted to do during this weekend in August. Joe, however, did something else, Gabe.
That's right, and maybe you would have done the same thing, Carolyn. Joe says, I watched from the shore. Well, if we ever go bungee jumping, Carolyn, I guess it will be me going bungee jumping and you watching from the shore?
That is probably true. I will take lots of pictures for you.
Great. I love that. We always need someone to take pictures. All right, well, friends, now it's time for us to learn something new with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud.
Today, let's continue looking at how English month names came about. Picking up from yesterday, our next month is July.
July is named after the Roman ruler Julius Caesar, who was born in July.
It was Caesar Augustus, Julius's successor, who decreed the month be named in honor of the dead leader.
The same honor was later given to Augustus himself, and that explains the name of the eighth month, August.
Okay, now things get a little tricky because the original Roman calendar had just 10 months. January and February were added later.
Meaning the new year started on March 1st.
Right. Under that system, September, with its S-E-P-T prefix, meaning seven, was the seventh month.
October, with its O-C-T-O prefix, indicating eight, was the eighth month of the year.
November was the ninth, and you'll recognize the Latin DEC prefix in December, which was the tenth month.
But you'll notice these months no longer correspond to their positions on the modern calendar. October isn't the eighth month anymore. It's the tenth month.
And that's because when the old calendar was modified, the addition of January and February pushed forward the other month's two places.
今天的课文提到 July 和 August, 我们也顺便来看在年历中下半年英文月份的名称的由来。July 七月来自 Julius Caesar, 凯撒大帝，因为他出生在这个月，为了纪念他就把他的名字当作这个月的名称。August 八月来自 Augustus, 奥古斯都，他也是个罗马皇帝。那从9月到12月我们会发现一个很有趣的现象，9月 September 的字首 SEPT 在拉丁文表示7,10 月 October 的字首 Octo 表示8,11 月 November 表示 9,December 表示 10, 这是因为古罗马的年历原本呢只有10个月，后来呢因为加入了 January 和 February,原本的十个月就通通的往后退了两个月。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
We do always learn interesting things in the information cloud. Now continuing in our article, Joe writes, each summer weekend seemed to hold a chance to see and do something new. So...Now that she is finally getting out of her apartment, no longer watching TV, each weekend held the chance to see and do something new.
Yeah, that's a great way to phrase it, to hold the chance or to hold the opportunity to do something. And she continues, but I only lived there for a year, so I barely scratched the surface. Let's take a look at that phrase there, to scratch the surface of something. Well...Lots of things are very deep, not like the surface of this clipboard. Lots of things are very deep, and so when you just scratch the surface, you're not really getting to know much at all.
That's right. So she feels like she didn't have enough time to really experience everything there was to do in South Korea. She continues to write, I look forward to returning one day and exploring more.So there's still a lot more that she wants to do and see in South Korea.
That's right. She looks forward to doing this. Sometimes you can use the phrase, I look forward to something, as if you've already planned it. But I don't think Jo has planned another trip to Korea yet. Still, she looks forward to a day where she can go back and experience a little more than just the surface. Well, it's time for us right now to learn something else with Michelle in the Language Lab.
好，接下来我们看的是 raft 这个动词。raft 是指乘坐木筏，例如 we rafted down the stream and reached a beautiful lake。我们乘着木筏溯溪而下，到达一座美丽的湖泊。课文中的 rafting 是它的现在分词，当动名词，意思就是指泛舟。例如 whitewater rafting is way too exciting for me。激流泛舟对我来说太激烈了。raft 也可以当名词，意思就是木筏或者是筏。例如 a rubber raft 是指橡皮艇。所以我们看的是 scratch the surface 这个成语。scratch 是指搔或刮， surface 是指表面，紧紧抓到表面，意思就是指略知皮毛或者是浅尝即止。例如 the article only scratched the surface of addiction to 3C products。 这篇文章对于 3C 产品上瘾仅仅谈到皮毛。或者是 We only scratched the surface of the beautiful city of Paris. 巴黎这个美丽的城市我们只有蜻蜓点水一下。And let's get back to our teachers now.
Well, I've had a lot of fun learning from Joe's experiences in South Korea. And I especially enjoyed learning about the Mud Festival. I think that would be so much fun to just be free from worrying about staying clean and not getting filthy.Of course you're going to get filthy at a mud festival. But what kind of festivals do you like? Are there any unique festivals that you know about from your country or around the world, Carolyn?
Well, there was a festival in my hometown called the Water Festival, and we didn't throw water at each other, but it was a big celebration because there are a lot of rivers and lakes in my hometown, and there would be boat races and rubber ducky races、mm-hmm. and pageants, and it was a lot of fun, all themed with water.
That's so cool. I think there's something similar in Thailand. And in Spain, there's like a tomato festival where people throw tomatoes at each other. There are so many different kinds of festivals. Thank you for joining us today, and we will see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
Bye-bye.